Hey friends, thanks for tuning in to the Church Planner Podcast. Before we started today, wanted to tell you about a really special opportunity our friends at the Micro Church Conference put on by Brave Future, happening April 18th through the 20th in Kansas City. This is for all of you who are wondering what is a new kind of paradigm for missional church planting and church multiplication through smaller expressions of church, what they call rediscovering the smaller way. It's happening April 18th through the 20th. Kansas City is being hosted by Kansas City Underground. Going to be a great weekend. And they've given us four free registrations to give away. Normally the price is $90, but we will get you into the conference for free. We have four of those. What you can do to enter is go on our Instagram at Church Planter Podcast. And there you'll find a DM button. Click that DM button. Send us a DM with your email on it and your name and where you serve. So email, name, where you serve, and you'll be entered to win one of four Micro Church Conference registrations. You just get yourself to Kansas City and you can be there and learn a ton from our friends at Brave Futures. Hope you enjoy the show today.
I'll start. My name is Rod. And I like to party.
So you mean whiskey?
What?
You're saying it weird.
Saying what weird?
All of it.
Where do you get off?
Hey there, Church Planner. Welcome back to the Church Planner Podcast with your hosts, Robert Frazier and Matt T. Bucket. How you doing, man?
Doing well, doing well. I thought about bringing a little bit of the Matty Bucket's attitude, but I don't know. It's something I have to work up to.
Yeah, you've got to like get into character.
Well, I will say this: while in my youth, it was just like show up and do it. It's literally like I prepare for it. I get in this headspace, and we could talk about this a little bit later. But as Made for This has evolved, Matty Buckets has definitely evolved, and he's grown. He's grown quite a bit. It's good. I mean, kids that were there 5 years ago are seeing Matty Buckets. And every year I feel like they're like, what's up with this guy? It feels like he's got a lot going on.
He struggles a lot, and I pray for him.
Yeah, that's great. That's the ministry. I just try to get kids to pray for me.
All right. Well, we're gonna jump into Made for This and Sports and Arts Camp and Mission Outreach here in a minute. But first, last week was spring break. Yeah. And I know your kids are homeschooled. So, like, what's spring break like for the homeschool
family? Spring break for the homeschool family is very much like most weeks. It's hard because, like, so we're homeschooled, but we do two different co-ops on Monday and Friday. So our kids are still pretty involved in community. And then I work from home on Monday, Friday, but I'm always at work on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So I don't really see, even though I work from home half time, I don't see homeschooling happen. I just trust that it's happening.
You just assume they're learning something.
My kids keep getting smarter, so I feel like we're in a good space. But yeah, so this last week, my wife took the week off of school, and there was lots of, you know, we had some different play dates and time with friends that aren't going to school that we wouldn't normally hang out with in the middle of the week. But for me, it was just another kind of week as normal, and you know, and it went well. So. Nice. But it was tiring. It's every week is tiring. It just feels like I get to
it's just parenting.
We get to Friday night and we do a Friday to Saturday Sabbath and try to at least. And it's like, oh, we need this. We're ready for it. So
no question, yeah. Man. No question.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what about you guys?
We did a little like a 3-day trip over my in-laws in Oregon, and that was nice.
Drive. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, it's like
you're not flying
hours,
to.
So
yeah.
Oh, look. For those of you on the East Coast, let me explain. Idaho is next to Oregon. It's a 40-minute drive to the Oregon border, where you can buy legal pot. In case that's what you're looking for.
Can I share with you one of my favorite border, my favorite state-sized stories?
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm Idaho born and raised, and when I was newly married, my wife is originally from Pennsylvania. Or PA, as someone from back east might call it, and so our one of our first Thanksgivings, we flew out to Pennsylvania to do Thanksgiving with her family, her extended family, And we got out there on like a Wednesday, and we did Thanksgiving on Thursday. And she said, "Hey, this weekend we're gonna go to the Jersey Shore." And I was like, "No, we've already flown all the way here. I don't want to get another plane and go to New Jersey." And she's like, no, we're not going to fly. We'll just drive. And I was like, no, I'm not driving to New Jersey. It's like an hour away.
I mean, technically, like Central Jersey is a part of Pennsylvania. Like,
yeah.
It's just the way to get from Philly to New York.
In the same way that somebody from Boston might go, like, I couldn't point out Idaho on a map. And that just seems silly to me. If you ask me to name five states in the upper Northeast, I would be like,
you'd struggle.
One of them's probably Maryland.
Not in the Northeast, actually. That's Mid-Atlantic.
Okay, well, I don't even know what that means. So I get it. But anyways, it's like you can driving across Idaho would be.
It's like what, 10 hours north south?
Yeah.
Six hours
going
east
up to Canada.
I mean, so far.
But this idea that we're going to drive across Pennsylvania and into New Jersey and then get to the coast? No way, man.
No way am I that close to the East Coast.
Yeah.
No. So here in Boise, we're only 40 minutes from Oregon. So we drove over, saw my in-laws, about a 3-hour drive. And that's always nice, getting a little time. They have a little like 5-acre like farm / shed and house. That's a farm to my kids. And they have like deer rolling through their yard. And it's like, it's a sweet time. The weather was so beautiful. It was like 70 degrees each day. We just sat outside and the kids ran around in the yard. It was great. And then we got home and did some, you always have these dreams of getting some house projects done. I took the week off mostly from work. I did not get any house projects done. I cleaned up my pantry, but I didn't do the drywall project in there that I was planning to do. So not a lot of work done. Yeah. And then we had my daughter plays soccer, and I helped coach her team in a tournament this weekend. And
that went well, I saw.
They won their tournament, the Rush Cup, in case you're wondering. There was only three other teams in her age group, but, they did their best. They killed it.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yep.
That's
not true. There's all sorts of other outcomes.
Not according to Ricky Bobby's dad.
so we had a good time. But I want to make sure we got time for our topic today. You just want to jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So last week we talked about missional outreach. We talked about how it's about going to people and giving them what they need rather than doing what you want to get people to go to what you want them to go to. So missional outreach is about going where they're at. And we're using Made for This Camp, which is something that we developed as a part of our church planting journey. And it's something that we give and sell. But we want to give away this opportunity and outreach to everybody who's a listener, because we think it's a really powerful thing. There's about 100 churches that are doing it this year, and we're going to give you a $10 registration for the Made for This Camp portal to get everything that you need to do it. So listen to the end of the episode. We'll give you the code and you'll be able to do it. So
when you said there's 100 churches doing this, I know that now. I remember a couple of years ago, the first time that I saw a video of another Made for This with another person being Maddie Buckets, and it blew my mind. I was like,
Did I even tell you that we were doing that?
What is? No, I knew that we were. I knew because from the beginning you'd always really tried to get me and one of the other people who's does a lot, Jesse, to try and document some of what we do so that it could be reproducible. Unfortunately, neither of us are really good at that.
Nope. So
I knew that it was something that the idea there and I obviously had a lot of administration where it's like we're packaging it and we're the idea was to replicate it so that we can, help other churches be able to put this on. But I just distinctly remember at one of our planning meetings and someone was like, you have to check this video out of another church's doing this and their promo video for it. And I was like, they're like, it literally is in the program that there's this character, Maddie Buckets. And I was like, oh,
that's
I'm just this Maddie Buckets. So,
you realize there's alternate multiverse.
Exactly.
It's
very much.
You don't exist, but your character that you made exists.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk through. Matt, I'd like you to describe it because Like I do it all the time and I talk about it all the time, but I'd love for you to describe what it is, how it works, and kind of the nuts and bolts, and then we'll kind of dive into the whys and the hows.
Yeah. Yeah. So we kind of talked about it last week, but it's, I mean, I think the best way to describe it is like a 3-day party where kids get to show up. You talked about after the afternoon time. So it's like we do it in the, like it was like 5 or 6 to 7:30, six to eight. So they show up we do, you know, a number of different sports and a number of different arts, and kids get to pick kind of what they want to go to. They're in their age group, so we try and keep the kids in similar age groups, just that helps leaders as well, because it's very different to teach a, you know, a 9-year-old how to take a picture than it is to teach a 4-year-old. So but yeah, the idea there is just that kids can show up and learn some valuable skills and some of the basics. I mean, we're not doing, it's not like a $400 soccer camp like you talked about. It's like, what's the basics of soccer? How do you kick a ball? How do you throw a frisbee? How do you, you know, throw a football or shoot a basketball or dribble? The foundations of that. And then on the art side, we've got some great things like drama, photography, creative writing. And so kids show up and kind of pick their journey of what they want to do each night. And we also have some time that Maddie Buckets gets to have some fun, where there's kind of a theme throughout the course of the week, or a storyline that the kids get. So we usually start with like a skit type thing, and the you know, me, and usually there's like a straight man who's kind of the person who's actually bringing some valuable content to the kids. I'm the funny guy, the shtick. What I really love about it, one of the things that what I'm passionate about is it's not just like slapstick humor. Like we try to have some really thoughtful story arc along the way that allows for us to show God's truth into that. And so it's not just like, hey, I'm a really bad basketball player. It's like, usually the first night is like Maddie Bucket shows up and he's the man and he's full of confidence. And then on night 2, Maddie Buckets has some sort of internal struggle. He might get injured. He might just realize that there are younger people coming up who are going to be better than him. And there's this internal conflict that, hey, this thing that I've really built my identity around is not permanent. And that sets the foundation for like, what do you put your identity in? And then usually the third night is this revelation that like, hey, there's another way, or there's some other truth that isn't based on what you are, what you do, or what you're good at, but it's about who God made you to be. So that's great, and that's there. But over the course of it, I mean, it's literally hundreds of kids showing up. We have volunteers who do administrative work, like check-in and getting snacks ready and preparing, you know, a fun dance party in the night. And then we've got great leaders for each of the different stations that teach the events. And then we also have group leaders, and they're probably the unsung heroes that don't get all the credit, but they deserve it, because they're the ones who are literally hanging out with kids for 3 days in a row. And, you know, during our training time, we just say like, they get your attention. Your job is to give them your attention and help them know that they matter, because that's something that kids don't get a lot, and maybe as consistently as they should. So we want every kid that shows up to know that they matter, and that there's somebody at that camp who cares about them, and our group leaders do a great job of that. And so it just kind of comes together as this like big park party and playing games and having fun. And then usually in the past, we've also had some really great opportunities. Some of my favorite made for the sports and arts camps, we've done our bonus day of sports and arts camp, where on that Sunday we do our church at the school or at the park, and we do a you know, we have the kids invite their parents to be able to come and showcase some of their talents. And so as far as an outreach side of things, that's a really cool opportunity just to, again, create some space for parents who wouldn't normally show up on a Sunday morning at a church to engage in this kind of, oh, these are people who really care about my kids. So yeah, so that's kind of like the big overarching piece of it. But it's just, yeah, it's a fun time. It's like I said last time, it's really just hanging out with some of my best friends, doing some of the things that I love doing, and helping the kids in our community know that there's grown-ups who legitimately care about them and want to spend some time with them.
So. Yeah, I think the thing that sets this apart from most things I've ever done is that everybody who's a part of it looks forward to it, even though there's a lot of work and it's a pretty big pull the week of and the week before to make sure everything's ready. What we've realized is that a big piece of why we do it is for the people who are serving alongside of us. And it's not about, for us, we don't want it to be efficient. We want to have as many adults as possible because it creates this fun party atmosphere and it connects us with the people around us. And here's a secret. We don't just have people from our church or just have Jesus followers serve. My goal every year is to have as many people who don't follow Jesus as possible serving alongside of us. Because what happens is as they're serving, as they're literally being the hands and feet of Jesus, the kingdom of God, before they even believe, it's an apologetic to them that the kingdom of God is good and beautiful and it's worth giving their lives to, because they've already done it before it even before those faith things kind of fell for them. They understood the value of it. They understood the beauty of it. We have a couple of friends who we've had serving alongside of us for 6 or 7 years. And one of them we've known for years and years. He loves dance and he's trying to figure out his faith journey. But when we ask him to do 3 days of like exploratory dance things with our kids, he jumped in, had an amazing time, and he's about... Thank you, my three-year-old's here.
I was just texting my wife, can you come get the kids? They're knocking on our door. So this must be the...
This is for you. This is Winnie, and she made me a special little thing. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that. Okay, Winnie, we're recording something. I'll see you in a little while. Can you shut the door for me?
It's for you.
Okay, keep it here. Thank you. But we invited him in, and he's probably going to text me here in a couple of weeks and ask me when Sports and Arts Camp is, because it's the highlight of his year. He's able to bring his daughter. His daughter connects with my daughter and their friends, and it's one of the things that he loves about being a part of our lives and being a part of our family is that he gets to serve alongside of us in this important work. Now, I'm not going to have that friend do the teaching at time, but that's about the only role I'm not going to give somebody. Yep. Is like teaching the word of God if they don't yet know it or believe it yet. Everything else is up for grabs because we want them to be a part of it. And so we're going to have a meeting planning here in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to sit down and say, okay, who's in the neighborhood that we want to be a part? And I love reaching out to friends who are like content experts to help with those things. So I've got a buddy here in our neighborhood who loves martial arts, and I'm going to ask him to teach a judo class because that's what he loves. And it's a part of his faith journey to connect with our community, so I'm going to invite him to do that. I've got another friend who loves photography, and I'm going to invite her to come help us. You know, the photography unit's really simple. We have these little Fujifilm Instax cameras that put out a little...
take a Polaroid.
Yeah, I've got a little Polaroid here. Actually taken from Made for This Camp, if you watch on YouTube. Me and Alyssa, a couple years ago. And we just teach kids the basics of photography. They take a few photos, and then they're able to take them home with them and share the story of the pictures that they took. Our goal is not to get people saved at these camps, and that's an important piece, because a lot of times the goal is to make sure that we don't miss our shot to pray the prayer that night. We fundamentally don't believe that praying the prayer saves you. Now, that may sound like heresy to a lot of you, but we believe that following Jesus is a symbol of your belonging to his kingdom. And so the prayer is just a starting point. But a lot of the people that we're reaching are starting really far back. And so instead of assuming that they know God and that they believe the Bible and ask them to make a decision about it, we're saying, we're going to show you how you're made for a purpose. And that's why we do an exploratory thing. Rather than becoming an expert at soccer or a really good baseball player or a really good frisbee thrower or a really good jump roper, whatever those sports are that you're going to do, we'll have a jump rope conversation later. but instead of like focusing on the sports, we're focusing on them exploring their gifts and abilities, because the thing that we want them to walk away with is that they were made for a purpose by a God who loves them to live connected in community with him and with people. if they walk away with those three truths, they're most of the way to the gospel, because their heart is going to ache for connection with people who love them and people who know God. And so our goal is to kind of stoke their desires for God rather than to fulfill their desires for God, because we believe that best happens in our homes, around our tables at meals. It best happens when we're sharing our lives with those people. And so any sort of missional outreach is really just a starting point for a group of relationships that emerge organically from people being in the same space. Do you kind of... I'm asking the listeners, but do you see the difference there? Matt, is that like a shift you had to make as we were working on this? Do you think it makes sense to people?
I don't think it was a shift I had to make, because I feel like we've done a good job from the beginning. And this isn't like we're good at this, yeah. But like, I feel like that was part of the kind of the missional ideology of Redemption Hill. Was like, it didn't feel like a VBS, and again, not knocking on any types of, you know, ways that other churches do things, but it didn't feel like that was what we were about. Like, what, when we started talking about Made for This, that was kind of felt like, oh, that's exactly what we're going to do. I think like one of the things that, as you were kind of talking through that, inviting families to help serve at Made for This is amazing. It's fun to get to know new people and to have them part of it. But I think that there are so many different ways that looks, and like, I mean, my wife is not an extrovert, and she's not a person who wants to get up and teach a class or to teach a sport. But like, there's so many different ways that you can serve these kids. But like, even just going and getting popsicles and being able to like make sure that the tech works and set up and tear down. There's so many different areas where you can be involved, and we need all of those people. And we say this at our church, but it's like, it's not about, are you going to serve at Made for this year? It's like, how are you going to serve and Made for This? And I love that our congregation, like, it's not this like, oh, like you said, oh, I have to do this. Or like, oh, it's going to be a lot of work. Cause it is a lot of work. We're usually tired by the end of camp, yeah. But it's like, it's this work that we know is good and we know is worth it. And is kind of like, because we've created a rhythm that if we do it every year, it's this expectation that God's going to show up and he's going to meet kids there. And again, you know, that like that idea that like the success isn't praying the prayer, like it would feel like if a kid came up to me and was like, hey, I want to know more about this Jesus fellow. Like I would have that conversation, but like, that's not the win for me. The win is like I've said this a number of times, like, do these kids walk away from this camp knowing that they matter and that they care? And yes, we have teaching time for a reason, but again, it's not this like, can you walk away and know X, Y, and Z about God? It's like, do you just know that there's a God that loves you? Like, that's important. That's good news for you. And for some kids, that's the first time that they've ever heard that. And it's amazing to be part of that in this weird way by playing this goofy character who's really bad at basketball. And I love it. It's just, it's literally one of the highlights of my summer every year.
Yeah. Well, man, when you think about it, our world is full of such anxiety about purpose. Like, I think that most anxiety comes from not knowing if I'm safe, not knowing if I have a purpose, and not knowing if I'm going to find a life that's worth living. That's why most adults feel the anxieties that they feel, the existential dread, is that they don't know that anything matters. And that's honestly, when you look at the spike in suicides, it's fundamentally because they don't know that they were made by a God who loves them with a purpose. They think that they're a random collection of atoms that happened to be created by their parents having sex, and that the rest of their lives, they're going to wonder if anything that they do matters on earth. But if you can answer that question, where you come from, why you're here, and what you're made for, you can draw upon that for the rest of your life, and our kids aren't getting that anywhere else. And so for us, it's a starting point. And if you think that Matt should preach the gospel more, you can just email him if you're mad about that. It's matttercato@me.com.
That is absolutely right. No, I love that.
They can't spell your name. It's fine.
It's gonna be perfect. The other thing, as you were kind of talking through that, that I like, that does make a big difference, is that like, I think that it's one thing to say like, oh, like this is our one of our biggest outreaches to the community, but it's also like, for our community, for our congregation, like my kids, it's the highlight of their summer. It's a space that they get to go and participate in the same way. They get to see their dad be a goofball. But I think, like, for, you know, I think when we kind of started off last week talking about, like, these two different models, there is a way to meet the need of our own community in our own, because we don't do a VBS. And it's important for my kids to have other adults in our community, which they're getting that at church, but outside of that building, to get to engage with, you know, with the parents of some of their friends in a way where they're teaching them. Like, my buddy Travis taught my son how to throw a frisbee well, and it's such a cool space, and it's a blessing for our congregation as well. And so it's this beautiful kind of space where it's like, that we're meeting community needs and we're helping our, you know, our community needs be met. And I just love the way that it kind of comes together. And I think it's really, really well done and really fun. And that's not like a pat on our own backs, but I think that we have really tried to make it reproducible because it does work well. So.
Yeah. Well, and that kind of brings us to, like, the nuts and bolts of this thing is, it's just a project. It's just your team saying, hey, we're gonna create something for our community, and it can look however you want. It can be, honestly, it can be one sport, it can be six sports, it can be three arts, it can be zero arts. You can call it whatever you want, but what we've done is we've put together all the project management tools for you to be able to do it on your own, and for you to do it either as a micro church in your neighborhood, all the way up to a mega church in five different camps across the city. It's scalable across that whole threshold. If you're here in the Boise Valley, we even loan out our equipment because we believe that's so important. We want, you know, the basketballs and soccer balls and the frisbees and the cameras and all the stuff that we use. We just want to give it away because we believe that God will meet kids where they're at. And so normally it costs $59 just to basically cover our costs. And we're going to, don't tell anybody, but I think I'm going to take a loss on this by giving you this discount. But it's you're going to get $49 off. So it's only going to be $10 for the camp. And it comes with a Facebook group where you can ask questions and get other people's ideas. It comes with everything that you need to put on the camp, including we've tried to replicate what Matt does with Matty Buckets and the skits and the talks that we give. So we have sample outlines for all of that. We have sample lesson plans for eight or nine different sports and arts. And it comes with everything that you need in terms of project management and calendars. And we have a leader's guide that walks through step by step how to plan out a camp. You can do it in 4 weeks. We've done it in under 4 weeks, accidentally a couple times.
I don't recommend that.
I don't. Honestly, doing two or three meetings over 8 weeks is about all you need to plan it. It's really not that hard. You want a big team, a lot of people will jump in. You want to do it in the easiest possible way that you can, but with the most people. So keep it simple, but have a lot of people. And you only have to pay $10 for it. So here's the code. CPP, Church Planner Podcast. CPP is the code. You can use it at madeforthiscamp.com. Those will be in the show notes, madeforthiscamp.com. The code is CPP for $10. And if you are pre-launch and you're a church planter and you send me an Instagram DM, I'm going to send you a code for 100% off, for $0 for it. So if you're a pre-launch planter, send me a note. And I'm going to send you a code for $0. And for everybody else, CPP is the code for $10. And we just want as many people as possible to meet as many kids and families as possible with the gospel. So I want to challenge you guys to get out there.
And exclusively for the podcast, Maddie Buckets will be available via email to answer any questions that you have specific to Maddie Buckets. So there you go. That's my little contribution.
There you go.
You all have my email address because
Matt Ricardo at me.
Robert shared it openly. But if you have a Maddie Buckets related question,
it's
the Maddie Buckets, the originator.
It's scraped off the podcast website too. You'd be like, why did I start getting all that spam?
Yeah, I get all the spam anyway. Fine.
Well, you always have to have that email that takes all the spam. It's the Sin Eater email. It's the Hotmail that you got in 1997 at your high school library.
Yeah.
At least for me. Okay, so that's it, man.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's fun.
Talk through it. And if you have any questions about this, we love talking Sports Arts Camp. We love talking Mission Outreach because this is where, like, the creative fun stuff about church planning comes from. It's not just putting on church services and, you know, making sure you've got great worship musicians and great preaching. Those are important things, and they matter. But the rubber meets the road when you get your people out being His people where they're called to be. So, hey, would you also share with us? We'd love to hear from you. What are your ideas? What have you seen work? Where have missional outreaches transformed your outreach to the neighborhoods? Love to hear how your micro churches, how your small churches, how your mega churches do it, because these ideas help us all. So, all right, Matt, you want to close this out today?
Yeah.
All right.
Remember, if you want to reach the people that no one else is reaching, you have to go where no one else is going and do what no one else is doing. Right?
Did
get it?
He
did
it. That was so great.
Sounds good.
All right. See you later, friends.
Be blessed.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. This episode was brought to you by Church Web Builder. If you've been meaning to scrap your terrible WordPress church website, or you just need to actually sit down and make your church plant's website, let this be a sign to you. With Church Web Builder's library of church-specific templates and integrations, and the included all-in-one marketing and communication platform, a beautiful new website is literally sitting there waiting for you to take it. Go to churchwebbuilder.io and use the code PLANTER at checkout. You'll get 50% off your first year. Yes, 50. 50% off your entire first year. Again, go to churchwebbuilder.io and use the code PLANTER. For more from the Church Planter Podcast, hit us up on Instagram and Facebook at Church Planter Podcast and on Twitter at CPlanterMag. We'd love to connect. See you next time.